Go ahead.
I think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a remote episode of the Kingdoms Queens podcast. Jody and I are both not in our normal locations, but we still wanted to be able to talk about the schedule release with you guys and go over all the exciting stuff that's happened in the NFL the last few days, really, because the schedule release, we get all kinds of leaks early and all that kind of good stuff, but we are so excited to have the schedule finally in our hands and be able to chat about it with you guys. So I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jody. What's up? So, yeah, like Lexi said, we are both literally not at home. And I just want y'all to know
that. As you can tell.
Technical difficulties trying to start. But we are here. We made it. What day of the week is it?
Today's Thursday.
It's been a long week for the both of us, traveling and all that good stuff, but we made it. We are here. I'm like laughing. I just want to take 2 seconds to say that I'm laughing because I'm looking at KQ's Twitter page and it shows we went live like 4 times. And I'm like, sorry, guys.
Nope.
don't pay any attention to any of that.
Yeah, don't pay attention to Twitter right now.
Yeah, ignore that. Ignore all of that, please. But no, just like you said, super excited that we finally got the schedule. We can plan our lives accordingly going forward on what the heck we're going to do, what games we're going to go to. I kind of want to talk just a little bit about the tickets today before we jump into the schedule.
Oh, my gosh.
As you guys know, in the NFL, tickets went live today for all games. And so for the Chiefs, they're so, and I'm going to maybe just assume that all NFL teams do this too, but they did a Jackson County release, and then they did a season ticket holder release, and then they did a general public release. And maybe they've done that in past years, and I just haven't paid attention to that. But I received an email this morning for Jackson County, because that's where my tickets are technically registered, or in Jackson County. And it was at 8 a.m. and it was like, tickets are now live for Jackson County. And I was like, what? so when I clicked on there and looked this morning, I was like, holy shit. Like, the tickets are so high.
Crazy.
Right now. And I guess that's the benefit of being a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, 4 rings, going for a three-peat. Yeah. I guess that's the price of fame.
But I'm like, that's the price we pay. That kind of sucks. Like, I get it. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's expensive. Tough. So
it was like this last year though, right? Like, weren't they like super high?
It was expensive.
Yeah.
I definitely waited last year until I want to say like a few days before. Yeah. So this year, now I have.
But I still feel like they're high. Like, I feel like the starting rate is higher.
I think
than
so.
It was last year.
But I think that like entails, I'm going to say it, probably a little of Taylor Swift raising those prices.
Yeah.
Just because of the, you know, what all that draws that. And that brings in. And then,
I mean,
obviously
the Taylor Swift
winning,
effect and winning two Super
winning
Bowls.
Winning two Super
in a row.
Bowls.
Like, and then.
Because we noticed every time we won a Super Bowl, they go up that year, right?
Like, they go up a little bit.
That's been happening. And then, but they go up regardless. Like, I know other teams, I think it was like some of our friends that are Saints fans, they were saying, like, and they haven't won in a long time, and their tickets went up like crazy. So I think it just kind of goes year by year, and with inflation and all that, you know, it's just kind of how it goes. But,
For sure. Because I was talking to one of my friends who's a Ravens fan, and they were like, oh, that's high? And I'm like, yes, that's high.
For Kansas City,
They're like, that's normal for us. I'm like, you're also in the city of Baltimore.
Right.
This is, you're in the DMV. This
We're
is
in Missouri. City. Yeah.
This is the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like, no, we don't have that. So to see the prices kind of be that high, I was very shocked. And so then when the season ticket holder tickets went on sale, they were still like that same price.
Yeah. Because
I had a few friends who were trying to get tickets and they were asking me, and I was just like, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you think about it, when you look at those tickets and you type in the code that they give you, so it unlocks the ticket, right? Like, y'all know how Ticketmaster works. And it shows, like, this is how much the pre-sale tickets are, and that's the rate. You got to remember, they're not even resale tickets yet. So can you imagine what the resale tickets are going to freaking be?
No.
I can't. Like,
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. I was telling one of my friends, because I have season tickets, and I'm going to just be honest, like, when I first got my season tickets, I got them, well, the second go round, because I've had them before.
Yeah.
So the second go round when I got them, I got them right before the 2-peat, right? Right before the first of the 2-peat. And I was in the 300s. I was by the tunnel. I was row 2. And I think I paid $9.50 for the whole season.
Dang, yeah.
And so now they're like starting at $450, $500, $600, $700, $800. And that's for the end zone.
For one game. Yeah.
I didn't even look at like the 50-yard line. And the 300s were even starting at like $400. So I was like, holy smokes. Like,
yeah,
this is insane.
That's crazy.
This is insane, yeah. I love it. Well, I guess... just telling you now, if we happen to three-peat, they're probably going to be higher, guys.
It's going to be even crazier.
Start saving your pennies, because I'm telling you, if I can resell one of my tickets right now for $1,500, that's how much I pay for my whole season. I'm going to sell it and make all that money back.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, if I can sell
it, I can watch at home or watch at a bar. Okay, but it's just fine. Anyway, let's get into this. Schedule. We wanted to kind of stall out there because I know it's Thursday and we don't normally go live on Thursday at 6:30 p.m., which is insane. But we wanted to get some people in the room.
It's random.
Who are already in here.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all. We love y'all. Please retweet the YouTube page and let's get some more Chiefs fans in here, because
please,
you know, we know this is very different for us. So let's get into it. We got 18 weeks of football. So exciting.
Yay. Can't come quick enough.
We have 5 noon games, which was unexpected.
Two of those are prime time.
Prime time. Right? Yeah.
Like
one.
So it's like not technically noon games, but still played at noon. So I'll take it.
Yes. I'm like, one of those is Christmas, which.
Yeah.
And we can get into that, because I'm like, would I want a Christmas game?
Well, let's start out first. Let's start out.
Yeah, week one. So week one, we already know it. I don't remember if we talked about it last week, but week one at Arrowhead, the Chiefs and the Ravens open up the season on Thursday Night Football at Arrowhead. Banner night.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to rub Ravens fans and their team the complete wrong way, since that is the AFC Championship rematch game, which I'm excited about. Like, I love showing off our shiny new rings. So
same.
What are your thoughts about week one?
I love that we're kicking it off with the Ravens. I think that's a really fun way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Mike, I forget his last name. He's one of the main ones that does the schedule making for the NFL. I was listening to him on Peter Schrager's podcast today, and he was like, he's like, we were actually considering the Chargers and the Texans as well, because John Harbaugh's first game, Texans are on like a hot streak, kind of like the Lions were last year, type of thing. So he's like, we were considering both of those, but just the way the Christmas games fell, yada yada.
Yeah.
And he's like, it says a lot about how we respect the Texans, too, because they are making us play them way later in the season, thinking they'll be, like, playoff contenders, right? And he's actually alluded to the Bengals, why they put them so early in our schedules, because Burrow got injured last season.
Come on.
And it didn't it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
It wasn't the primetime game they thought it was going to be.
Right. So I think starting it off with the Ravens, I think makes a ton of sense. I think it's going to be a really, really good football game, a really good way to start off the season. Tons of talent on both teams. Really good quarterbacks. Two of the best in the league. Obviously, Mahomes is the best, but you know. I think it's going to be a really good game. They're going to want their revenge.
Agreed. I'm super excited for week one because, for one, it's like, start the season off exactly how the season ended, right? So we knew that we ended the season in a gauntlet, and we're literally picking it right back up going into a gauntlet. The Ravens, they have a lot of differences on their team this year, as we do too. Like, their receiving core is a little bit different. Their running backs are a little bit different. They have some things there that are not the same, which is very similar to us. But like you said,
you
have two very dominant quarterbacks
that
have been playing, two-time MVP quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
That have been playing in the game for a very long time. So I know that both Patrick and Lamar are getting the work. I can't think of the last time that the Ravens came to Arrowhead, right?
So it's been a long – I think it was like
a very long time.
Towards the beginning of Mahomes' career, I think.
Yeah, like almost 8 years ago.
So, oh, my God. Yeah.
This is.
Time flies.
Time definitely flies when you're having fun.
But I want to say, too, like, they added Derrick Henry, which he two or three years ago, I might have been like, uh-oh.
Yeah, this year I'm like, okay. Derrick Henry's still good. Like, I definitely expect him to.
Yeah.
But, you know, is that O-line going to be able to make the holes for him the way that they need him to? And are they really going to give it to him? Because adding Derrick Henry does what? Does that mean Lamar is going to stop running the ball? I highly doubt that. And I'm pretty
sure they said Lamar's like down 20 pounds, which I'm like, I know that'll make him faster, but is that.
Can he take a hit still? Right. Which I'm sure he can.
I'm sure he can.
And it's so funny because the beginning of the season is so different from the end of the season. And I will say,
so different.
The first two games of the season, which we can get into week two now because this kind of transitions. But
yeah,
we know the first two games on our schedule are really going to make an impact on how the end of the year goes, especially when it comes to AFC seeding and playoffs, right? So very, very shocked that the NFL has us set up to start off with literally the Ravens. And then going into week two against the Bengals. So week two, we play the Bengals in Kansas City, back-to-back home games, which kind of makes me I'm shocked by that because usually we'll play at home and then go on the road. In the years that we've lost the Super Bowl, we went on the road and then played at home. So to have not only two home games to start off the season, but to be AFC contenders who we'll probably be battling with at the end of the season – like, one of these two teams could either be 0-2.
Yeah.
They could be 1-1. They could be 2-0. And that's a crazy way to start the AFC.
So it really is.
Week two, the Bengals coming to Kansas City, which I laughed. And I also think you're right. It's smart that they decided to put this Bengals game up versus back. We know Joe Burrow had a huge surgery last season, which impacted his wrist hand, and we don't know what he looks like now. I'm hearing all kind of crazy reports that he's 100% healthy, but then some are like, yeah, right, he's not healthy, and I really hate all of that speculation. Like, if I was a Bengals fan, I would be annoyed by it, but
I mean, how would you not be, right? Of course, if it were Patrick Mahomes, you'd be like, he's fine, but
I can only say how many times that he's okay.
Right. So for Joe, I mean, I hope he's okay.
It's good
for the game if he is okay, right? So, and I don't wish injury like that upon anyone because poor guy has like not had a good O-line. And I do think they invested in their O-line this offseason. So hopefully that holds up for him a bit better. But I will just say, like, even to start last year, he just didn't quite look like himself. And I think he had like a leg injury last year.
But he was coming off of.
Correct. Yeah. So,
and then the season before that, he had the
appendicitis or whatever. Yeah.
Appendicitis, whatever the surgery is called. He had that. So, I mean, like, he has not had a fully healthy training camp, a fully healthy OTAs, a fully healthy week one. And if you know Bengals history, they've started 0-2 the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So,
So hopefully that bodes well for us. I'm glad we're not playing them week one, because I think just to see how Joe Burrow does, like, he might be, he could be a little iffy week one. Like, we don't know. So I'm glad he's coming week two. Hopefully he'll be healthy and then we get a good, really good game out of it. Obviously hope we win. I hope we go 2-0. I'll be happy if we go 1-1. I just hope we don't go 0-2.
I think we're going to go 2-0, though. And I'm not even being funny.
No.
I think we lose to, like, the Saints and, like,
the random, yeah.
Like, because that's how it's been trending for us here lately. Mm-hmm. It's like, the games we need to win, we go out.
We don't, yeah. So, yeah.
But, no, Bengals week two. Again, I think this is also going to tell a lot about this Chiefs team, too. So, through the first – we already know we're not going to have Charles Omenihue the first few weeks. We don't know how many. Now, he is rehabbing extremely well.
I think he's trying really hard. He liked your post about being like, if he is back for week one, I will cry happy tears or whatever.
Oh, God, no, I didn't see that.
He liked your post saying that.
I love you, Charles. No, I didn't see that. I didn't see
so
that.
Oh my God, I hope so. But
if he's back, like, I will legit, like, lose my mind. But
she'll cry also, live on the podcast.
Literally. But we know how the Chiefs training and medical staff are. They're very particular. And
yeah,
you know, Papa Andy ain't going to let you go out there if you're not healthy. And even though you're rushing to get back week one and two, I think one thing that's most important is you got to remember this team plays more than 18 weeks of football. We need you for 20 plus weeks of football.
We need you for,
If you can't play the first two or three games, like, I know that you want to be out there, but I need you to just be on the sidelines getting better and cheering on your team, which they can't even be on the sidelines. We learned that. So I need you to be cheering from the couch and rooting them on.
Right.
Make sure that they are okay and doing well.
Yeah,
we'll
learned that from Nazi Johnson's fiance, Gabby last week, who said, yeah, he's not even allowed to be on the sidelines with an injury, because obviously if, like, someone ran into you or whatever, that would be horrible.
It's a health risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an injury risk. And when she said that, I'm like, oh, well, duh. Like, duh. That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Let's get into week three. This is where we have our first away game in Atlanta.
ATL.
We're going to Atlanta, which I have that as one of my – I have two away games this year. I have that as one of them. I cannot wait to go to Atlanta. I know those tickets are probably sky high. I haven't even looked at them yet. But it sounds like that's where a lot of the Chiefs fans want to go. So
it does, yeah. I think because it's not too far and it's like kind of a fun destination. So,
and I mean, you can always fly into Atlanta for cheap depending on how early you get the tickets. And good weather, good food, good turn up. Like, even though we're not going to be able to get Chick-fil-A because it'll be a Sunday night football game at 7:20.
it's our first. Sunday night game, right?
Sunday night game, So we have Thursday night at 7:20, and then the Bengals game is 3:25, and then this one is 7:20. So three primetime games, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Going to Atlanta, and they already have a ton of quarterback controversy, right? Like, before we can get into – they don't even know what their true team is. So
they had one of the most controversial draft picks I remember in a while.
Yeah.
Obviously,
Michael Penix Jr. Yeah.
So they signed Kirk Cousins over the offseason for a crazy amount of money. Yeah. Wild amount of money, which awesome. Good job, Kirk. Whatever.
Shout out to you.
Shout out Kirk Cousins. But but then they had, what was it, like the 7th pick overall?
Maybe.
7th or 8th, something like that.
Top
and they ended
10.
Up taking a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, from Washington.
I think...
my favorite quarterback in the draft.
And I think he'll be awesome. And I also think now, obviously, as a Chiefs fan, I'm glad. But, like, I think the Raiders should have traded up to get him because they need a quarterback like that.
Well, that was the rumor forever.
Yeah.
MPJ would have went there and been an automatic game changer. Like,
and I think, God, could you imagine if the Falcons took the tight end that the Raiders took and the Raiders took Michael?
If they swapped.
They're so
It is so funny dumb. Because one of my very close friends, she's Ebony. She's a huge Falcons mm-hmm. fan. I talk to her about this all the time. And she's like, Jody, I'm excited. I'm happy. And I'm like, are you really? Are you really? Because I just think that it was just a horrible decision. And now from talking to her, what it sounds like is, you know, their plan is to have Kirk Cousins playing at least for a full solid year, maybe two, and then being able to bring Michael Jr. in year two or three, right? But then it's like, he's a good enough quarterback to where he could go to a terrible team and start, or he can sit behind a really good quarterback and kind of learn some fundamental things, which I think he can get that from Kirk Cousins.
Actually, the thing for me is, like, Kirk Cousins reminds me a lot of Alex Smith.
100%. They're the same person.
For Michael Penix Jr., I know it's not, like, ideal for either of them, but to learn behind him for, like, a year, maybe two max, and then start on your own, and, like, I think that's actually a good thing, and maybe that was their strategy. Like, he could be the next, not Patrick Mahomes, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, that kind of situation.
But MPJ isn't young, right? So a lot of these quarterbacks.
How old he is, actually.
He's 24. So a lot of quarterbacks who are drafted.
He'll be like,
26, 27.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is Patrick?
28. Right. 29. Right? Yeah.
So Patrick's about to be 29 and he already has three rings. So Michael Penix Jr. starting his career between 26 and 27. I don't know. And the reason why I hate this is because I don't want him to end up in that backup quarterback cycle.
I know.
I don't want him to be the backup quarterback forever.
I wonder.
I feel like he deserves to be a starter on some team.
So my thought, I was listening to the Kirk Cousins. We're getting so off topic here. I was listening to the.
You can't get mad at us because we know ball. Like, you can't get mad at us because we know more than Chiefs.
Women know ball, okay?
Okay,
No, but so I was listening to Kirk Cousins, one of his press conferences, and he's like, they're asking about them drafting Michael Penix and all that stuff.
He didn't know.
And he's like, he didn't know. I guess they gave him a call right before they did it. So they at least gave him like that courtesy.
But what if he didn't answer the phone because he was like putting the kids in?
Well, I'm sure he was because it's the Falcons pick. He just went there. I'm sure he was watching like, okay. Let me see.
Feeding the children or writing letters back to Vikings fans.
He's probably like, get me Roma Dune. He's probably like, get me Roma Dunze, you know? Like,
exactly. Somebody I could throw the ball to.
But no. But he was saying, he's like, no, he's like, it's not. He's like, I don't look at it as a bad thing at all. He's like, I'm focused on winning a Super Bowl for the Falcons in the next, you know, this year or the next year. Obviously, I'm not going to win this year because we're going to win. But regardless, I think he is kind of wanting that, like, Matt Stafford thing where you go from a team that was, like, close but not getting there, and then you go to, like, the Rams / Falcons and maybe get them that Super Bowl. So I think that's more on his mind. And then, you know what? He gets a ring. What if he just calls it after that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So
I can't wait to see how they do it. Who was I can't think of it right now off of the top of my head. Who was the team that went back and forth between their quarterbacks last year? They would bring one in and bring one in. I can't think of it off the top of my
head. The Commanders?
No. There was one team. Was that college? Anyway, there was one team last season that I can think of, and it could actually be college now that I'm thinking about it.
Maybe.
But it was in the NFL too. They would bring one. It was Titans. No, the Titans.
Oh, yeah, between Ryan Tannehill and Will
It was
Levis.
The Titans, right? Right. So they would bring one quarterback in for running plays and one quarterback in for throwing plays.
Jody, name me three. No, I'm just kidding.
But can you name three players?
I think that person
absolutely not. No, I can't.
No, I don't know.
But what the Titans did last year, they were rotating out quarterbacks depending on what the play call was or where they were on downs. I mean, that could be something that the Falcons could be thinking about doing too. I don't know. I can't wait till week three. I know Arrowhead is going to travel like crazy.
Well, yeah.
There's already a ton of Chiefs fans that A, live in the South, B, live in Georgia, C, live in Atlanta. So I already know we're going to go down there and pack that up. That's going to feel like
a half home game.
Especially because it's so early in the season and the weather's going to be good. Oh, everybody's going to win.
And Chiefs fans are turning out for that.
Oh, they're going to turn up and turn out. And I'm so proud of us. And I already can't wait to hear Home of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be so good. I'm excited.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And that field at night is going to be so cool.
It's gorgeous. Yes. Yeah. I will give them that. And I've never been. That's one of the stadiums that's on my bucket list. I want to go there for IDG. I want to go there for an NFL game and a college game. So it's definitely.
That'd be awesome.
Can't wait. Let's get to week four. We finally get our first division game. Again, we're on the road here. So two home games, two away games. This is also a 325 game. We get the Chargers.
That's away, right?
Correct. This is our second away game. So back on the road, we go to the Chargers. We're in LA, which I'm glad that we're playing them pretty early. They should have kind of like a rhythm by week four, right? And I think that's why they kind of had us wait a while, because new head coach, they picked up some pieces. They still have a lot of holes on their team, but they will be at home. The weather will be nice, even though they play in a dome, so it doesn't matter. Justin Herbert is still really good.
They play in a dome that can still like rain in it, though.
Yeah, so. It's kind of weird. Like they have a mesh top.
It's like a weather dome.
I don't know. But yeah, week four against the Chargers, first division game. What are your thoughts?
I'm super excited for this, especially because we always seem to play in LA at their stadium later in the season. So again, I love this like flip flop for us. Like it's always like Bengals late, Chargers late, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm
bringing them to Arrowhead in the cold. Can't wait.
Yes. So I'm glad we're going there first. Yeah. I think that's like a change of events. I think that's fun. And I think I can't wait to see how our guys do out there. We always play really well out there, the Chiefs. I'm going to knock on wood as I say that because I don't want to jinx anything. But we need, you know, Chris used to knock on wood for us.
Whatever happens cannot be worse than last season. Even though this offseason has been hot mess.
But like, I'm excited to see Harbaugh with his first game with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I want
to see how him and Justin mesh.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna be
Kellen Moore's not there anymore.
No,
they got a new OC.
I forget who it is.
From the Ravens.
They took both Ravens running backs, so they took
the OC from the Ravens last year.
Yeah,
they picked up somebody from the Ravens last year, and he came over because we were like, "Oh God!" So are they like the mini Ravens? Like, what's happening?
Right, that's what it feels like.
What's his name? I don't remember his name. They hated him though. All the Ravens fans hated him.
Hated him. Yeah.
God bless. I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter. It's
irrelevant. I know.
I can't wait to go to LA. I definitely think we win in LA because we always win in LA.
Yeah.
Well, against the Chargers, not necessarily the Rams. But yeah, I can't wait to go to LA. Week five, we go to where the Super Bowl will be held. We go to the Superdome.
They're here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a home game. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a home game. Oh, Greg Roman. That's who it is. Yes. The Chargers picked him up. Ravens were happy that he exited. The Chargers were happy that he entered. Mm-hmm. And now they're picking up all old Ravens players. So I can't wait to see what that offense looks like. Because I'm sure Greg Roman has not changed. So week five, we're back at home for Monday Night Football against the Saints.
Yeah, against the Saints.
This is going to be like a mini Chiefs reunion. So I'm actually really excited.
I know.
Tyrann Mathieu, Colin Saunders,
Willie Gay.
Oh, they're all coming back to Arrowhead. So I'm actually glad that they kind of got it right there. And I know that the NFL doesn't necessarily get it right because every 4 years you go or every 4 years you come, right? Yeah. So I'm glad that it kind of fell on this cycle because they're going to get a ton of love when they come back into the stadium because they're all three of them won rings with us.
Yes. And we love them, those three guys specifically, just so much. So
exactly. They were definitely impact players when they were here on this team. So who's the Saints quarterback? Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Still.
And then who did they draft? They just drafted one.
They didn't get a quarterback. So they're rolling with Derek Carr this season.
No. They did draft one. I just can't think of his name. Stetson Bennett.
Is that who they got? Don't make me pull up the draft.
Please look it up real quick. I'm a dog visiting.
Is that who they went? Oh, hi. Oh, so pretty. I love it.
I'm dog sitting, so I'm just all.
I love that.
I think Stetson Bennett. I think. Am I crazy? Am I thinking of someone else?
Maybe.
They drafted someone because I know our Saints friends have like been talking about him. Like, oh, we want him over Derek Carr, which I understand. But regardless, probably by the time we're playing them, it's still going to be Derek Carr in week 5.
It's 100% going to be him.
And we know how to play Derek Carr really well. So
we actually do, especially in Arrowhead.
Sorry, yeah.
My computer is like jet lagging.
No,
when
you're
it
good.
Comes up, I'll tell you. My bad.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about it, we can go ahead.
Spencer Rattler. Thank you, Peter. Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry.
I was like, that's
I did not. I did not.
I think it was the Rams last year that took Stetson Bennett. And then this year, the Saints took Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, no, because in the first round, they went offensive tackle. They went offensive tackle in the first round, so they picked up Spencer Rattler later. I'm like, that wasn't in the first round. Anyway, let's move on to week 6 because I am not happy. Week 6. I'm so angry. Like, I'm so angry.
Yeah.
That our bye week is week 6. And I know, like, people were, like, on there creating the schedule prediction of what they thought it was gonna be, and someone said that it was week 6, and I was like, I'm telling you right now, if the schedule drops and our bye is week 6, I'm gonna be a very angry person.
Yeah,
and I am.
Same.
Because for one,
same
we play 20 plus weeks of football, okay?
Yeah,
so you're telling us that our bye week is gonna be 2 months? Oh, I lost Lexi. That's fine, I can go on this tangent. You're telling me that our bye week is coming October 14th and we're going to probably play football until February. What that is telling me is we're going to go 3 months, 3.5 months without a break.
Wait, did that just.
Oh, you left the room. I kept talking to the people.
I
lost Lexi, but it's fine because my change is not done.
Okay,
you're telling me our bye week is going to be October 14th and we're going to play football until February 7th or 8th. So that is 3.5 months of football without a break. As we get into the back half of our schedule where it's chaos and hell. Like, okay, I understand that the Chiefs are the best team in football. I 100% get that. I get that y'all want us on TV.
They want us to fail also.
Y'all want us on TV for every primetime game.
They want us on every network so that people pay.
Every network. We're literally on 5 networks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to tell my dad, you have to log into Netflix to watch.
The only day we don't play is Tuesday.
It's Tuesdays. Yeah. Mm. And they're going to do something to make us play on a Tuesday. They need to remember that King of Queens is on Tuesday.
Right. But we can't do that. Usually.
Thank you. You're going to have to wait. KQ is on Tuesday. But no, that's our bye week, week 6. So very annoyed about that. But you know what the Chiefs record is after the bye. So week 7, we go to San Francisco. We go into the Bay. I can't wait to go to the Bay. So excited to go
wait.
To the Bay to show them our 2 pretty rings that they gave us. What are your thoughts about San Francisco? They are also right now the favorite to win the Super Bowl for this season already. They're the favorite at one, and the Chiefs are the favorite at two, which is a slap in the damn face, but okay.
Per usual.
Per usual, right? So what are your thoughts about the Niners?
Week 7
after the bye.
I'm super excited. I don't think they've had too many changes to their team. So I think it's like basically the same team we've played in the Super Bowl, which honestly our team hasn't changed a ton either.
Correct.
So I think we're getting like a really, really good Super Bowl rematch, because a lot of times you get a Super Bowl rematch and it's like way different players and it's not as exciting. But I think this one's going to be really personal for them. However, Shanahan has not beat Patrick Mahomes since he entered the league.
In his life.
Ever. Not in the Super Bowl, not in the regular season.
I think Charles Omenihu will definitely be back by this
game. Oh, yes.
And I think he will 100% be back by this
game. He is going to even have himself a game.
Even if he's on limited snaps, which is fine, he's definitely back by the bye week. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the Niners are also favored in every single game this season.
Like they are?
Yeah, and like sports.
Remember how that happened for us last year and then we lost 5?
Yeah.
Remember when the Chiefs were favored to win
every game? So they're favored.
But why? Yeah. But why are they favored to win every game next season?
I don't know.
It must be an agenda, because you know what?
I think they need a bigger – okay, I just like the way the Jets have, like, the most primetime games, I think is the ridiculous way – I think it's, like, the same thing as, like, them wanting the Niners to win every single game. Because, like, these bigger markets need that, but the Chiefs keep ruining that.
So. Peter says it's because they're stacked. Yeah, but we have Patrick Mahomes.
So but we're stacked, too, and we just beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so like, maybe it's actually like, – and we beat them with really a terrible receiving corps. We beat them with a terrible receiving corps, and our receivers are better this year.
Right. So. I bet like
they still have Brock Purdy and they still have Kyle Shanahan.
And the mindset has to be like, can the Chiefs really do it again?
But that's gotta be the mindset. First of all, I'm telling you right now, if the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, which they will, it'll be the Ravens. It will not be an NFC team. The Ravens will beat the brakes off of the Niners also. So I'm like, there's no way.
They
like,
absolutely could, yeah.
And the Niners are really good, but the Ravens are better. The Ravens have better coaching. So sorry to hurt you.
The thing about Kyle Shanahan is he always chokes in the big moments.
He always chokes.
Sorry.
He doesn't know how to play under the lights. And I get it. It's okay. Like their late game started at 5. I get it.
Yeah, the Ravens, which I barely paid attention because I was so mad at the Chiefs on Christmas.
True.
But the Ravens played the Niners on Christmas and they whooped them.
And they cooked them. Yes.
So.
Yes. Which is, but the AFC is just naturally better than the NFC. Sorry, but that's.
They really are.
That's not a new fact. That's a natural fact. And it's been the same fact for years. So, I can't wait to play the Ravens. I can't wait to play the Niners after the bye. And I definitely think we have Charles Omenihu back. Yeah. And there's a possibility we can have Rashi Rice back. We have no idea what's going on with him.
No idea.
According to Adam Schefter's report, he made it sound like Rashi Rice would miss the beginning half of the season. He made it seem like he would not be playing week 1. So, I mean, I'm totally fine with that. Even if he's out 10 games.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that if it's at the beginning of the season and not the back half of the season. So, week 8, we go on the road again and we play the 2023 Super Bowl champions, the Las Vegas Raiders, because they feel like they won the Super Bowl beating us last year on Christmas.
Cool. Mm-hmm. They sure
did. That was their Super Bowl. I'm so happy for them. I hope they went and got rings made. So we're staying on the West Coast, going from the Bay and going straight to the Raiders, and both of these games are 3:25, so we still haven't even hit a noon game yet. Only 3:25 and 7 p.m. game. So, what are your thoughts about the Raiders this season?
Man, I think they think the way they beat us on Christmas is the way to beat us every time going forward now.
Sure.
And I think for them, that's a fluke and they should probably know that, but I don't, I think they've convinced themselves otherwise. I think they're cocky and, I think they respect the Chiefs, like what they've done. Oh my God. Sorry.
Sure. They don't.
Oh shit.
sure. They don't respect us,
but I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
A lot of newness over there. They've like completely rebranded.
They don't have like a, the only like core piece to them for me is Max Crosby.
1,000%. Like
a little bit Devontae Adams, but he was like a non-factor last year.
Correct.
So they don't have a quarterback. They have Gardner Minshew. He's not going to lead you to a Super Bowl.
Which is hilarious.
He's not going to lead you to a Super Bowl.
They didn't draft a quarterback. Well, I cannot really.
No. And then you have Aiden O'Connell still, who, yeah, you guys beat us on Christmas, but he didn't do a damn thing in the second half of that game. No. He didn't like have like a passing
error. All our own errors. Yeah.
All of our own errors. So if we don't.
And that's not going to happen.
And
again.
We tend to play really well in their stadium.
I mean, we only
just
won
saying.
A Super Bowl there.
So
we only won a Super Bowl there. And they are mad. They are mad at the fact that there was Chiefs banners and Chiefs logos all over their stadium. But you know what's funny?
That would be the thing for me. Like, if they were to like come out, it's like because we won in their stadium and they could come out like guns blazing, but
whatever, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's hilarious. I know a lot of you guys are like tuning into the WNBA now, right? So their owner, what's his name? Blonde hair, swoop over.
Oh, the Raiders owner, Mark Davis?
Mark Davis. I was like, Cuban? No, that's the Mavs. Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. Hair,
comb over, but he kind of cut it off. Whatever.
Oh, God.
Owner of the Raiders, right? So for those of you who are new to the WNBA, he also is the owner of the Aces.
Oh,
the Aces
okay.
are the – he owns both teams.
Oh, interesting.
Raiders and the Aces. He just bought the Aces. And Tom Brady is a partial owner of the Raiders, and I think he's getting ready to be a partial owner of the WNBA.
Interesting.
The Aces this year, it makes me sick to my stomach. They rebranded completely, and now their colors are black and silver.
Oh.
The Raiders. I hate it. I was like, oh, damn. So if you don't know, the Las Vegas Aces are also two-time WNBA champions. So they've won rings back-to-back, and they're going on their three-peat right now.
Yeah.
So that gives their owner this, he feels like he's a part of, and you're not.
Some kind of, yeah.
You're not. It's different. In the WNBA world, yes, you're killing, but in the NFL,
right.
you're terrible.
No.
So, yeah, both of those teams are now, they have, like, pretty much almost identical branding and logos and everything.
Yeah.
And it is crazy to see. But
Lord.
F the Raiders, week 9, we're at home, back at home, and we are playing Tampa Bay, 7:15.
Oh, yeah.
This is Monday Night Football, so this is our second Monday Night Football. So now we've had Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and now we're on our second Monday Night Football game of the season. So, Tampa Bay.
I don't have a ton of thoughts, except that I think it'll be a good competitive game.
I mean, Baker Mayfield got paid, so that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a good team. They made the playoffs last year. They won the first game.
Yeah.
Won the first round. I mean, I think they're, like, decent. I think
I
see them, like, yeah,
it'll be a nice day in Kansas City. It's November 4th.
I'm just kind of indifferent to it. I don't mind it. I think it'll be like a quality Monday night game, and that'll be it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a game we should win, and I hope we don't, like, do something stupid.
Do something dumb. Correct.
But
that's basically
my thoughts there.
Let's go ahead and go to week 10.
Broncos.
Our third divisional game. So this will be finally, at this point, by November 10th, we'll have all three teams in our division. The Broncos come to Arrowhead. This is a noon game.
Bless. See, I'm like, oh.
I think it's because they understand that this game is going to be boring as hell.
Yes.
I might sell my ticket.
Yeah.
Can't lie. Can't lie. Might go to Lexi's house. Let her cook for me.
Honestly, let's do that. Let's do that.
I am not interested in going to this home game.
No.
For the Broncos at noon. So what are your thoughts about this? I mean, besides the fact that we already think it's going to be boring.
Basically summed up there. I think the Broncos, I don't think they're going to be competitive this year. They got rid of their best safety in Justin Simmons, which yes. How has he not been signed anywhere?
They got rid of Jerry Jeudy.
I mean,
they got rid of Russell Wilson. Like, what are y'all doing over there?
They have no quarterback.
No.
They have
no receivers.
Who the hell did they draft? What was their court?
Oh, God. Hold on. I can pull it back up.
I can't even remember. It was like.
Oh, they did get Bo Nix. They got Bo Nix. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, who's he throwing the ball to?
Right. And also,
Exactly.
He's very for me.
So, he's very on brand
for Sean Payton.
For Sean Payton. He's very on brand for Sean Payton. But I don't think Bo Nix is anything like Patrick Mahomes. So that should just tell you.
No.
Because, you know, he was so overly obsessed with Pat.
Sean Payton won in Patrick Mahomes. And he's trying to say that Bo Nix, he like looks at him the same way he looked at Patrick Mahomes in the draft. No. I'm like, okay.
Not at all.
And then people were trying to like troll me for saying that. I'm like, please, like don't.
But don't you love.
But give him a chance. I'm like.
Don't you? Absolutely not, because you're the Broncos.
Right. I also don't care.
And I hope you lose every game this season.
Please literally fail. Yeah.
Don't win a single game.
Please.
Be the number one pick next year because you're terrible.
Sure.
Because you suck. I don't care. So let's go ahead and move to week 11. Yeah. We go back on the road. And
should we're be a game we win.
Yeah, like we should win that game. Back on the road. This is a CBS game. Week 11, we play Buffalo. Back to Buffalo. They got rid of Stephon Diggs, which is still blowing my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Huge cap hit.
I can't believe we don't play him. Yeah. Or we do later, but.
Yeah.
Buffalo. It'll be fun to play there for a regular season game. We haven't done that since 2020, and there was no one in the stands. So
remember, MVS is there now.
Oh, God.
They have.
Did you see the article about him today? How, like, Josh Allen had him over for dinner, like schmoozed him into like becoming a Bill.
Tell me everything the Chiefs taught you, please.
I'm like, God, okay.
Well, because technically MBS is their number one receiver.
I don't even know. Yeah, I guess he's up there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, because
Josh Allen's probably like, tell me everything you did the last 2 years to win your Super Bowls.
He 1,000% is like, what was your life?
Let's go win one. Yeah.
What did Pat think? How did Pat operate? Blah, blah, blah. Da, da. Like, now I will say, I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, I think we always have a good game against the Bills. It's CBS.
Always,
So unfortunately, we have to deal with Tony Romo. Huh. That's not fun.
I'm probably
gonna watch the game on mute.
Yeah,
325 game.
You're gonna come over for that game too, and we're just gonna watch it on mute.
This is gonna be my face the whole time.
Yeah.
No. Okay, like calm down.
You should have seen me during. Oh my gosh! So I watched that game during the playoffs against Buffalo in Vegas. Oh, yeah. I was watching it, and so I couldn't mute and like. There were no Chiefs fans. It was like all New York fans around me. And I was like, I'm going to like choke someone.
I'm not. Yeah, this is awful.
Oh,
Tony
Romo
is the absolute worst. I can't wait until Jason Kelce takes his job. Oh,
God,
well,
please.
He went to Fox, though. Not,
but he could move. Yes. You know.
He could transition. He could get it.
He proves himself.
Maybe that's where once Travis retires, he ends up on CBS.
Please.
Literally anybody but Tony Romo. He's god awful, miserable. But no, I do think the Bills can be.
I would love to see like RG3 over there. Like someone else.
Yes, RG3 would be so good. But he ain't leaving ESPN either. So, because he has that college football.
I know. I don't
that's
know.
Probably
give me someone else. Anyway.
His bread and butter is college football. It's not even NFL, and he's really good at it.
Okay, my question is, though, do you think we win that Buffalo game in Buffalo?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so, too, because they always beat us at home, in the regular season.
Yeah.
But it's always at Arrowhead.
Well, we tend
to win in Buffalo. So
their team is not the same. That O-line is still not great. Their defense.
Actually, their O-line last year was fantastic. It was on par with ours, but then they got rid of like four or five of them.
Exactly. So. I'm like, the O-line is not great. They have nobody to throw the ball to. Mm-mm. They're going to be running the ball.
They took Will Clapp.
Still there eating up the cap. He barely played last season. Hopefully he's 100% healthy this season. Like, I have no faith at all in Buffalo. They're actually, and I know we're going to have a whole episode on this later about teams that will and will not make the AFC.
Yeah.
Save it. They're going to make it because of who they are and how the NFL loves Josh Allen. But they'll fuck around and be the seventh seed. Like, they're going to barely make the playoffs this season. I have zero faith in them last year. I'm like,
they have a tough schedule, too.
They do. Good. They deserve it. Let's see who you really are. And is Josh Allen 100% healthy? Like, there's a lot of factors there that we still don't know about. Because he wasn't 100% healthy at the end of last year.
Yeah, he has his challenges, so we'll see.
His elbow.
Yeah, his elbow thing. And just the way he runs and the way he plays quarterback, which is, it can be fun to watch, but then he also
begs for flags, cries. He's also dirty. He also,
as I always say, if Josh Allen has no haters left, then Jody's dead.
It's me. I cannot wait to talk this game week 11.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Week 12, we're still on the road. We're on the East Coast. We're going down to the Panthers.
Yeah, the Bills also got rid of their whole defense.
And they got rid of most of their offense. So let's see if they make it.
Anyway,
we go to North Carolina. And we go to the Panthers.
Please don't let this be a dumb game.
So I will say this. I think the Panthers have had a much better offseason this year. They understood that they really had to get that O-line together because Bryce Young was pretty much like dead.
Yeah.
He was literally running for his life.
It like was not. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No.
And their defense wasn't great. They went and got LeJarius Sneed, who's immediately going to make an impact.
He's a Titan. He's not a Panther.
Oh, Titan, not Panther. Oh, bless. I just seen the light blue and was like, oh.
Panther.
I'm like, oh. Yeah, no. Oh, so I'm lying because I'm talking about the Titans and not the Panthers. The Panthers are still terrible. So I think we go there and we win that game. Is this a new game? Yep. We
play it. Yeah. Yeah, it's our next game.
Yeah, I don't
obviously.
Don't put us on prime time against the Panthers.
Panthers, they're the one team with zero primetime games. They don't have one.
Great.
And so, they shouldn't. So
we go there and play at noon. I might watch that one from the bed and then wake up for the 3 o'clock game.
Right. Like, that's just going to be a game that we should dominate like we dominated the Bears last season.
Right. That needs to be like the reset game.
Yeah. Like if we're in a downward spiral, like let's reset in Carolina.
Exactly. Everybody should be back by this game. Any player that's out should be back.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to say like a preseason game because I do think everybody plays.
They're going to try. Of course. Like it'll be a fun game for them to try.
Right. And so this is November 24th. So this is the Black Friday game. No, it's not.
No. The Raiders are. The
next game is Black Friday. I was like, wait, when is Thanksgiving? So let's go ahead. Week 13, we play the Raiders. Black Friday.
I think this is where we get our revenge back for last year's Christmas game.
Am I going to this game? Yeah. It's a Friday game. And I'm trying to think, have I ever seen the Chiefs play on a Friday? Yeah. No.
I don't think we ever had a Black Friday game last year, right?
No?
No, that was Dolphins and like Jets or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to this game. Now that I'm thinking through it.
If I'm here for Thanksgiving, I will. I might be out of town. I'm not sure yet. But
we play at 2 p.m.
So the disclaimer for this season is my sister is due with her first baby like right before the season starts. So my whole season is up in the air until further notice.
And if you're looking at those ticket prices, every game is ridiculous anyway. So
yeah. So I'm just going to go with the flow this year. But
yeah, I think the Raiders game is going
to
be good.
You should go to that though. That'd be fun.
I probably will. I think we're going to sweep the Raiders last year. Last year, I remember saying we're going to lose one to either the Raiders or one to the Chargers. And I think this year we sweep them. I don't think we lose at all. I think if we lose one game to anybody, which I don't think, and we could talk about this later, I don't have us losing any division games this year. I think we win every division game this year. But if we did lose one, it would be to the Chargers.
Yes.
I think we get right back on that winning streak of whooping them every year.
Yeah.
Last year was a fluke year. So.
Well, last year we just had a weird year anyway. And so.
Last year was weird.
I agree. I think if we lose one, it's to Harbaugh and his new Chargers, right?
Yeah. And if we lose to the Chargers, it's week four.
Yeah.
It's not at the back half.
Yeah.
So Friday game, November 29th. And then we go to the next game, which is Sunday night football. So we have a Friday game and then we have a Sunday game. So there's a little bit of a buy in there.
One day extra. Yeah.
Yeah. One day extra. Sunday night football against the Chargers. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know how the NFL does, right?
Wait, what date is that? November or December?
That's December 8th.
Okay.
The drama of our schedule doesn't start till the next game.
Yeah. Okay.
The NFL must be thinking that the Chiefs and the Chargers are going to be fighting for the division.
Yeah.
We're not.
The only thing in their favor is that they were so bad last year that they have a more favorable schedule this season.
True, but they're coming to Arrowhead. So, we're not going to SoFi. So they're coming
in December. Now, you know what's interesting is I've seen a lot of people say because Jim Harbaugh he loves Greg Roman. They love running the ball, right? Like, that's their thing. So they're like, oh, Chargers in December in Kansas City, they're going to win it easily. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, where is this narrative coming from?
Have you
from?
Seen our defensive line?
Right.
The only person we lost was Willie Gay. We literally brought everybody else back. So, bless.
And we brought in a few other really cool defenders that are going to be awesome. So,
good luck.
Yeah. I
have us winning this game. I know we're not even talking wins and losses right now, but we're not losing this game at Arrowhead December 8th. Y'all are coming to the cold. Like, what?
I think that's where Andy Reid makes his statement against our division. Like, no, Jim Harbaugh, or whatever Harbaugh you are.
Whichever Harbaugh you are.
I'm getting them confused. He's Jim. Is he Jim or John? Jim.
He's Jim. John is in.
John is Ravens. Okay. Whenever Harbaugh you are, you're not taking over our stadium.
Harbaugh Quinn, because they look just alike too.
They're literally the same person.
They're literally the same person. Totally fine. So the next three games, it's a little frustrating if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yes, we have
Three games in 10 days.
Brutal.
Insane. So when you think about so let's look at the Carolina Panthers, right? They're literally playing seven days in between each game. We have three games in 10 days. So that is very brutal. And to be very transparent, we're playing three really good defenses. So
yeah,
that's not fun at all, which means our offense might get a little beat up. And our defense will definitely be a little beat up. But I will say, I think – as we talk about these next three games, this is where we look back at the draft and we're like, I'm really glad that over this season and last season, we got depth, especially
in
the offense and the defense, because this is where we're really going to have to see those guys step up and come in as rotational pieces to give guys breaks and give guys rest. Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, they're going to struggle these three games. And I say that from they're not going to not play great. They're going to be lights out. But their body is going to wear down on them. And they're
going to be tired.
And they're going to want to be on the sideline. Yeah. And they're going to want to get oxygen. And they're going to want Gatorade.
Yeah.
So it's not that they're not going to go out there and be the elite players that they are. Because when they're on the field, they're very elite. But they're not going to be able to play every snap like they have in the past.
Right.
Old now. Travis Kelce is entering year 12.
So go in the order we're playing. So it starts.
So the very first game of this 3 games in 10 days, we're at home. I'm lying. We're on the road and we go to the Browns.
The Browns. Okay. That's the noon game.
Miles Garrett, who literally, it's the noon game. They have Miles Garrett, who just won Defensive Player of the Year.
He's so good. He's so good.
I would do
good.
Anything for him to be a Chief.
I know.
I think he's gorgeous.
Well.
Mainly because I think he's a gorgeous man.
But no, also the talent.
To know the NFL is to know the Browns have a really good freaking defense.
Yeah, like really good.
A little sketchy, but they have a great defense. They have
great.
Who went over there 2 seasons?
Juan Thornhill.
Thornhill went over there, and even though he got injured last year,
they have Newsome. Your namesake, yeah. Newsome. He's really good.
Elite, very good. And their defense did not change much this offseason. That defense is still very good.
No, but they did lose someone on their D-line who I'm forgetting. But they did lose someone. I'm not remembering right now. But regardless, I really still expect their defense to be lights out. It's going to be a tough game for us. We're playing in Cleveland. And I know Travis is from there, so he loves that. He wants to. He's going to want to put on a show.
Oh, one of their safeties just retired. I don't know who they just lost. I haven't been paying attention.
They lost someone that was, like, really good. But regardless, I still think their defense is, it's like,
they're really good.
Us losing Snead kind of thing, you know? Like, we'll still be good. But
absolutely.
But yeah,
they'll still be very
Miles
good.
Garrett is fantastic. I don't know about their offense. I don't know about their quarterback situation. Is Deshaun? He's been
terrible.
So
you know what is interesting though about these next 3 games?
What?
Well, never mind.
What?
They're all at noon, but.
But they're like different noon time. Like
so they're at different days, right? So at the beginning of this podcast, we told you that we play every day of the week except Tuesdays because of King of Queens. So this game is on Sunday, December 15th. But then the next game is on that Saturday. And we're going from Cleveland back to Kansas City. And we're playing the freaking Texans. Okay, so let's just say this. Have been saying for months that as soon as we seen that we were playing the Texans this year, that's going to be a later game. We're not playing the Texans early because the Texans are contenders.
Yeah.
And they are going to be playing for seeding. And this is the game. And I think that's another reason why they put the
Bengals.
I don't want the Bengals to feel special because they shouldn't.
I know they shouldn't. I love it.
The Texans are about to run them a deal. Yeah. So I see the Texans having way better seeding than maybe the Bengals even making it to the playoffs. And if I had to choose between the Bengals and the Bills on who's making the playoffs, I'm taking the Bills. We don't know if Joe Burrow is going to stay 100% healthy, and they lost a ton of people.
Their defense did not look that good last season.
No. And they didn't do anything really to improve it.
No.
So we play on Saturday, December 21st, we played the Texans in Kansas City. Everybody Mama is going to be at this game. And I need the people to remember that CJ Stroud went to Ohio. So he knows how to play in the cold. He knows how to play in the snow.
My thing is into our 10-day streak of games.
Yeah,
that's Sunday to Saturday, which both teams will do. So both us and the Texans.
They have to have a rest day.
The good thing about that is we stay home for that one.
And they have to travel.
Yeah. So luckily the NFL was smart enough. And then the next week we play the Steelers, we travel. And then the Texans play the Ravens and the Ravens have to travel. So it evens out the traveling for all four of those teams.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Brutal. This is tough.
It's tough.
Christmas being on a Wednesday this year. It's tough.
Yeah.
Now, next year when Christmas is on a Thursday,
it'll be on Thursday.
Be better. But wait, Christmas
it'll make more sense.
Monday this year. This was the leap year.
Yeah, we had a leap
year. That's why we're on Wednesday versus it being Tuesday like it should be.
Exactly.
So yeah, so this game, and I'm gonna tell you this,
D'Amico Ryans.
Ryans is one of the best head coaches in NFL.
Yeah.
That Texans defense is really freaking good. CJ Stroud is really freaking good.
Right.
And they have Stephon Diggs. They have Tank Dell. They have
they're amazing. Yeah.
They have probably one of the best receiving corps in the NFL this season.
Yep.
Like, holy crap. I just can't freaking believe how good the Texans
are. It's unbelievable.
The Texans are going to have 13 wins, 13 or 14 wins this season. Like,
they're going to be really good. I will say they have a really hard schedule.
Great.
Because they play the NFC North as well. So they're playing Lions, the Packers, the Bears, and the Vikings.
Yeah, but the Vikings aren't nearly as good as they used to be.
And they play.
The Packers are very up and down. And the Bears, I don't have anything to do. You know how I feel about Caleb Williams.
I'm just saying they have a decently hard schedule. So.
I think D'Amico's a better coach than all of those coaches. So for me, that's what. Wow, that airplane.
I don't know. I like Dan Campbell a lot. And I also like Matt LaFleur.
Well, no.
I don't like Matt Eberflus.
I think they're going to lose to the Lions. I think in that division, that's the team they lose to. I think
I'm okay. So that's actually a Sunday night football game, is the Lions versus Texans, and I'm really excited for that.
Oh, that's going to be That's one of the best games of the season.
Yes.
But I see the Texans beating the Packers. I see them beating. But I haven't looked at their schedule, so I think it really comes down to who they play at home and who they play on the road. Because I don't know their schedule, but
we'll get into this in the next few weeks too. We'll dive into that deeply.
Everybody's schedule, but
so
that Texans game.
What?
You know, I was saying that Texans game, because I have us losing four games this year, but I always don't know who it is. I can see us losing that.
So it is. So it's going to be the Texans on Saturday at noon, which it's a noon game, but it's prime time because no one else is playing on Saturday, right? So it. Technically is a standalone game.
It's a standalone game, yeah.
Which is fun. So I love that. I think it's going to be a really, really freaking good game. They're coming to a really hostile environment. I really want to go to that one. I think it's going to be.
And my family's coming up, so I can't wait.
I think
my family's from Houston, and they all have season tickets.
Yeah.
In NRG, so they all.
We have some friends. So I just hope it's going to be a really good game. I could see it going to overtime. I could see it. For me personally, I hope it's like a wake up call for, this is like just like a really hopeful thing. It's like, I hope it's like a wake up call for CJ Stroud, where he's like going in with all his confidence and then we like humble him a little. I would love that.
CJ,
it's not going to be, but that's like my hope.
Like his college career, CJ played some tough schools. Like he played the Bamas, the Oklahoma,
he's gone through it.
Texas. He's been through it. Can his team handle it? That's the question.
Right.
Stephon Diggs can handle it. We know that.
Well, you and I, CJ was our favorite quarterback last season.
Oh, yeah.
Of like the draft class.
Love him down.
So
down real bad.
So I wish him nothing but the best. But when he's playing us, I'm just gonna be like,
and here's my thing. I think, and we're gonna get into this as the offseason progresses. We're going to play the Texans twice. We're going to play them in the regular season. And I see.
And then the playoffs soon after.
That's when we play in the AFC Championship game.
I hope so.
We play the Texans in the AFC Championship game. And they're going to have to come to Arrowhead again. So,
It's going to be crazy.
I think we're going to play them twice. And I 100% see Andy Reid playing casual football against them week 16. And whatever until the playoffs.
Take your win, and then we'll beat you in the playoffs. So,
Andy's gonna go and win every game this year by 1 or 2 points. Like, I don't care.
I know, it's just how
many receivers we got, how many running backs we got. that too high safety. Yeah, no. And he's going to be like church mode and slow it down.
Church mode. Yeah.
A part of this 10-day stretch, we
the
now
final part Christmas. Of it.
We on Christmas, which is crazy because this is literally 3 days in between.
Yeah.
3 days in between. We go to the Steelers in Pittsburgh, which is going to be cold there. They gonna have it. It might be a snow game. They're going to have the lake effect. It's going to be very interesting going there. Now, I definitely think we're going to win because who are y'all going to play? Are you playing Russell Wilson or are you playing Bears old quarterback? Justin Fields. Like, who's playing in this game?
Oh, yeah. By that point, like, I have a lot of people are saying they think it could be Justin Fields. But I don't know. It just depends. Now, I will say
the rotational quarterback thing too, because Justin Fields can run the ball and Russell Wilson can throw the ball.
Right. And Russell, he used to be able to run. He's not as good at that anymore.
It finally clicked what team was doing that. It was the Texans before they got CJ Stroud. Remember when they would rotate the two quarterbacks in and out?
David Mills and Mills and whoever else. Yeah.
Well, they were desperate. Okay.
Yeah. They were very, very much so.
That's where I see the Steelers. I think the Steelers are desperate. They do have one of the best head coaches in the NFL, but
Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. However,
I was
looking at their schedule today and they have like one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. Not to mention like the last like half of their schedule, they play, they don't have any division games for their first 10 weeks.
I saw that.
Last half of their schedule, they have Browns twice, Ravens twice Bengals twice, us, and the Eagles. To finish their schedule.
So I will also say,
Patrick Mahomes doesn't lose to the Steelers. So.
No. Most of the AFC schedules are tough, though. I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
They look tough. We'll see how it plays out.
It's because most of the AFC teams are playing AFC teams and not NFC teams this year. So of their schedule. I mean, you know, you have the one NFC team, you have the one AFC team, and then you have your division.
Yeah.
And then you get that extra one or two games
from the other side.
That one or two games is it AFC or is it NFC? A lot of the AFC schedules seem accidentally downloading things on my computer. I don't think we lose on Christmas because we're all very much tainted from last season.
So my thing is,
I do think one of these games though in this 10-day
stretch. I do too. I think we lose at least one.
I think we lose one, and it's not because we're not a good team. I think it's because our boys are going to be.
I can honestly see it being the Browns game. I don't know why.
See, and I think
I have a weird feeling about it.
I have a weird feeling about the Texans game, and we always lose a stupid game at home,
right?
And the Texans are pretty good. I haven't had a chance. And then by week 16, they're going to have rhythm.
Yeah.
Just like we will have rhythm.
As long as everyone stays healthy, knock on wood again. We're in for some really, really, really good games.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see how the Chiefs match up against everyone. Everyone's going to be out for blood with us because no one wants us to threepeat.
But we're going to.
We could honestly go like 11-6 again and get a wild card spot.
Let's go ahead and get to week 18. There is no date on that yet, but we are in.
So, as this person's saying, that is a good thing. Now, sorry. Because we play like 3 games in a 10-day stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Week 17 is the Christmas Day game. Everyone else, we play on Wednesday. So us, the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Texans all play on Wednesday, the Christmas Day game.
Correct.
Every other NFL team plays on that next Sunday. So we go into the final week having 3 extra days of rest while everyone else will just have a normal week of rest. So that's one plus. And if it comes down to seeding for some weird reason in week 18, and we play the Broncos, so I don't think it'll be seeding
with them.
We're
probably not going to play anybody. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be seeding with them. It would just be like seeding like otherwise if it comes down to that.
With the rest of the AFC.
But I think hopefully we can rest our starters. And but then
that'll
you get,
be almost a 2 week break.
And if let's say we had the one seed and then you get a week off again, you'd have like a 3 week break.
And
which
I don't
is kind
think
of crazy.
I don't think our guys need that much time off.
No, I don't either. So
they're gonna be outside.
It's gonna be interesting to see how they handle that.
But there's a very high possibility that we could have 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Like
if we're the one seed.
A very high possibility.
Yeah. So then do you think like week 18 we play the Broncos in Denver? Do you think if we're slated to have 3 weeks off, do you think Andy Reid starts Mahomes and all the starters?
I don't know.
Like
Carson
a down?
Wentz is playing that game for sure. That's Carson Wentz's game.
Carson Wentz, yes.
He's gonna play, he's gonna win. I will say, like, I am so happy that Carson Wentz is our backup quarterback. He's my favorite other quarter. He was my favorite NFC quarterback. I know that is a crazy statement.
That is crazy, but
starting Carson Wentz should be starting for a team. Like he should 100% be starting over a Derek Carr.
Listen, he should be starting on the Broncos or Raiders.
Or the Saints.
Or the Saints. Like he
like,
should
what
be
what are we doing? Or the Carson Wentz.
Or Panthers. Starting. Yeah.
Like so he's gonna be our backup. I'm through the moon thrilled.
Me too.
Through
me
the moon.
Too.
Okay, but so think, here's the recap.
I think he and Patrick are going to have a really fun quarterback.
Oh, they're
going to
be besties.
Like, it's going to be so good.
They both got wives. They both got children.
Yeah. They're going to be great.
So here's the overall recap of these 18 weeks of football. We have 8 standalone games with 6 of them being at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
We play 6 different days of the week. The only day we don't play is Tuesday. We have 5.
Obviously, they did that because of Kingdoms Queens.
Thank you, Roger Goodell. We have 5 noon games, which 2 of those are like a primetime game already. And I'm pretty sure one of those games is going to get flexed just because that's normally how it goes for us. 2 Monday night games, 2 Sunday night football games, a Black Friday game, and a Christmas Day game. That is your Chiefs schedule for this
season.
Crazy. It's what happens when you're back-to-back champions. They're like, eh, it's fine. You guys
they can handle it.
You don't have to be with your families on the holidays.
Never,
that's
no.
That's what type of time they're
make
on.
It all about football.
Yes. And then our preseason games, we got the Jags week 1 away, and then we have 2 preseason games at home against the Lions and the Bears. Week 3 is the Bears, so it'll be kind of cool to see how Caleb Williams does coming to Arrowhead. I'm probably not going to those games.
I was going to say the preseason games. So we go to the Jags on the first one.
Yeah,
that'll
we go to the Jags on the first
that'll
one.
Be a hot Lions. Game.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that
and
at
the,
all.
No.
The
and
Lions,
the Lions
and the Bears come to Arrowhead.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. And the Lions game is August 17th at 3 p.m. No, I don't think I'm going to that.
I thought it was 7 p.m. It's 3.
The 7 o'clock game is the Bears.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to be sweating my butt off at Arrowhead.
I think the Jags game is 7 too, right? I think.
Yeah, the Jags is at 7.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I agree. I think. What?
I said that's your preseason.
Yeah. I think I might try to go to the Bears one. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to pray really hard.
We'll see.
I don't believe in being hot. That opener is going to be – I don't live in Texas anymore. Like this.
Jody's like, my blood type has changed.
Oh, yeah. No. I do not want to be 100-degree weather, sweating my butt off for a preseason game. And
no,
then
I know.
Looking at y'all like, I'm ready to go. And y'all are going to be like, put. And I'm going to be like, literally the 4th string.
I know.
I can watch this from the television or
that's
from
the
phone.
Problem. Yeah. But I do like, I will say, I like that we're home for like a while.
Yeah.
Like, we're home, Lions, Bears, week off, then we kick off the season, and then we're home again. So we're home for, like, 5 weeks.
Home again, back-to-back, two games for the beginning of the season.
So we're home, we're home for, like, 5 weeks, which is great, so.
And I'm going to be up at training camp all the time since.
Yeah.
I'm in Kansas City now, so I cannot wait to get to training camp. But.
And that's hot, too. That's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Shout out to everybody who tapped in with us today on this random Thursday.
So do we want to give score predictions real quick or save that?
Oh, we can save record predictions.
Okay, we'll save it.
We can save that for when we do the AFC breakdown.
And we're going to have a special guest on with us on Tuesday next week. So we're excited for that.
Do we have two special guests?
Who?
Do we have two special guests?
Just one lined up right now. But we're working on more.
We're going somewhere. So that'll be fun at the end of the month. Oh, that's in 2 weeks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's in 2 weeks. Woo, we got a lot happening. But, in June, we'll kick off AFC, AFC West, NFC.
Yeah.
And go through all of that good stuff. And then in all of that time, we'll have mini camp, OTAs, training.
Yeah, OTAs start Monday, so that's exciting.
Can't wait.
So we get some good content from that, so we'll discuss that next week. And
awesome.
And we know you know there's a lot of drama in Chiefs Kingdom right now. We're just gonna we're just gonna cruise over it and
I don't care.
Let the team handle that because that's not my job.
So. I need y'all to know that I have no makeup on and I barely slept and I have Chanel bags under my eyes. I ripped my nails.
Chanel bags.
I even have nails on my hands. Your girl has been traveling and she is tired and I'm really trying to get off of here so I can go eat, have a drink.
I need to go eat too.
And go sleep. Right. You're being a responsible parent right now.
I'm trying. Yes, I am.
Yes. Oh, no. I will do the sponsor. Oh, Neither one of us have a can of Ken on us right now.
No, we don't.
We're remote. But shout out to Ken Seltzer, the official sponsor of Kingdom Queens podcast. Made of all natural fruits, no artificial sugars, about 100 calories a can. The new strawberry lemonade is delectable, delicious. You can mix it. It's literally going to be perfect for the summer. Like, as the weather is warming up, put that on some ice or put that in your fridge and drink that.
It is so good.
Oh, freaking good.
Bring it to the lake. Bring it to your outings, whatever.
The sales have been out of this world for the strawberry lemonade, too. Spoke to the sponsor, and he is like, cans are flying out of the doors in every single location. So I could not be more proud for us to be a part of them because they are killing it right now. So shout out to Ken Seltzer. We love y'all. I need to get
some
I get back to Kansas City because I am currently out. That's okay.
Same. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Out, but that's totally fine. And that is totally okay.
Baby's in this pup right here.
Hi, pup. Oh, yeah. That's exactly how I'm trying to be.
Right.
Okay.
We're about
I didn't
to go
get
relax.
Home last night from the Wings game until midnight. I am tired.
Yeah.
Tired. So, yeah. Thank you. Do you want me to close us out and tell the people thank you?
Sure.
And how pretty they are? Y'all are so pretty and y'all are so strong. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight on this random Thursday at 6:30 p.m. going through our schedule review. If you have not yet, follow us on YouTube. And you know what? I do want to say something. We gained 21 followers, subscribers on YouTube since our last show. And that's because we had to tell y'all, for y'all that are listening, to go onto YouTube and hit the subscribe button. We're at 1,071. We're trying to get to 1,100 like very, very soon. So shout out to y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all
for tuning. You can't catch us. Well, we're off schedule, technically.
We're off schedule, yes. We normally go Tuesdays, but I was traveling and we wanted to wait for the schedule and we wanted to talk about the schedule and all that good stuff. So,
but usually, usually Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central. So,
but if you subscribe to us, you can turn on our bell ringer and it'll tell you when we go live. Because in the season, we're just going to randomly go live. So, outside of our. So yeah, I'm like, we're just gonna randomly do that too. But You can subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, all of those great things. Please like, share, subscribe our Twitter content. We posted something today with Nazi and his fiance from our episode last week. We love them so much. He says he's good at COD. Y'all can go and listen to what he says. I don't know. I'm not a gamer, so I really don't know. But thank y'all for hanging with us. Up to 600 people listening to us tonight. Super grateful for y'all.
Appreciate y'all being here.
Again, you can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple as well. We are also there.
We'll get that uploaded tomorrow. So
Lexi will get that done tomorrow because I'm in the state of Texas. But thank y'all so much. Thank you. Yes, make sure your bell is on. Very important.
Yes.
So, but no, thank y'all. Shout out to y'all. We'll see y'all on Tuesday because we will be going live on Tuesday. And we have a special guest, which I'm super excited about. I love her.
Me too. Me too.
So I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it's going to be great. And we're definitely going to tap into this schedule and our thoughts just about the overall season.
OTAs. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So
all the good stuff. So, all right. Well, y'all have a great night. Be safe. And we'll see y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.